It must really be the midst of summer. What is it, July 12th? Because we're out here pandering to sports fans now. Top five fans. I guess we'll do it here as well.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube. Here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people, it's your boy Theo Dorsey back at it on a Top 5 Friday. Everybody's still in our steeds. We've been doing Top 5 Fridays forever now. But now all throughout the day on ESPN Radio, people have been giving their Top 5s. They've been doing this for the past week or so around the NFL. Top 5 this, Top 5 pass catchers. Top 5, I forget what they did a couple days ago. It's been kind of going in and out. But today is all about the Top 5 fans. I'm honestly feeling like, you know, it's just a lot of people pandering the fan bases, hoping that Bills Mafia rallies behind them, hoping that they can stop getting hate tweets from the two Chargers fans out there. But me, I really don't care. I really don't care about which fan bases are rocking with us, because I got the Theoretically Speaking fans. Make sure you're locked in with us on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Subscribe today. Like all the videos. Comment on the ones that you do like, and if you hate it, don't comment, but you can just like, maybe you just DM it to C-Cat and say, hey, C-Cat, why did you let that one get out there? How could you let Theo talk so poorly about Major League Baseball, which again, one of our more trending videos still, when I said that Major League Baseball, out of the four major sports in America, the easiest one to get into, and I stand by that. Some dude named Paul Skeens is apparently the best dude in baseball right now, and he just started playing like yesterday. I was right.
He was going to have a no-hitter yesterday, but they took him out before the eighth inning. Ridiculous.
They scrubbed my dude, but they did make right today. We're going to talk about that later on in the get around. But yeah, man, so C-Cat, you're fully, your legs under you now back in South Florida. You're 2 days removed from being in Vegas. We're wrapping up a week here that it was a fun one. We had a lot of great opportunities to chop it up, talk some sports. And I don't like being disingenuous to our audience, man. Like, later on today, we're going to have Rate the Hate. We're going to talk about some of the top just ignorant, just fierce, combative takes we've seen throughout this week, specifically some of them coming out of the Mountain West Conference, Colorado State coach. He's had some good ones. But also, yeah, man, it's one of those summer days where, I mean, the ESPYs were last night. That was cool. But, yeah, when you're talking top five fan bases all throughout ESPN Radio today, you can tell that there's a little, the gas tank is empty right now. Everybody's waiting on football to be around the corner, but I guess I too will indulge. On Unsportsmanlike this morning, 6 to 10 a.m., you hear with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and Michelle Smallman. They got the ball rolling with the top five fan bases, ranking them 5 through 1. And one person specifically, Evan Cohen, who we have here generally on Tuesdays on Unsportsmanlike, or on Theoretically Speaking, He made a take. He kind of crowned a fan base out of Cleveland with the Cleveland Browns as the top sports fans, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports. And I have a problem with what he said, because the reason he gave them that title kind of feels a little backhanded.
They go 1-31 over the course of two seasons. There are things that have happened with that franchise that you can't even fathom. The owner of the team claimed to get advice on who to draft from a homeless person on the side of the road. That is not a made-up story. That is true. They have had more quarterbacks than you can imagine. They have had more failed draft picks than you can imagine. They've made more bad moves than you can imagine. And this fan base is so loyal to that team. They show up to every game. They talk about it year-round on ESPN Cleveland. And they absolutely love their team in a way that I have never seen. I've never seen a fan base love one team more than they love the Cleveland Browns. And there is not, over the course of time, there is now. But there has not been a lot to love.
See, and therein lies my problem. We're crowning the Cleveland Browns fans for being the top fan base in America because they are the ultimate enablers. They allow for their franchise to be decrepit. They allow for their owner to make bad moves. They excuse the actions of general managers when they draft quarterback after quarterback. I mean, they cheered when the Browns picked a 28-year-old Brandon Whedon out of the Big 12. I don't even think he was the best quarterback in his conference that year.
Go Pokes.
His 30th birthday was right around the corner. Like, go Pokes.
Yeah. Oklahoma State alum.
Are you a big
baby.
Oklahoma State? Are you a Oklahoma State alum?
I lived about an hour from there for 2 years, and I took on that team as my Big 12 team.
Are you an Oklahoma State alum, though?
No.
Did you just say you were?
I said go Pokes. No.
Oh, okay. I thought you kind of like were taking them up. So you're a big big Pokes guy.
Yeah, me and Mike Gundy go hand in hand. I love everything that he says.
Hopefully, you were at Big 12 Media Days. First of all, you should have a gripe with Mike Gundy because he didn't sit down with you and give you your one-on-one, and you just gave out a go Pokes. How can you not be anti-Mike Gundy right now? I'm anti-Dabo Sweeney because a couple years ago, I was promised a one-on-one at ACC kickoff, ACC Football Media Days, and I didn't get that. So now I root against that guy.
You know what? Those guys spoke a lot. If they passed up on CCAT from ESPN West Palm,
no,
that's okay.
So, and you just gave your blind support. You're almost as dumb as the Cleveland fans who are over here supporting a 1-31 team over 2 years, and they don't give you no love back.
But you know they're fanatics for a reason, dude.
That's so
like fanatic
crap to
does
me.
Not mean that you are so intelligent. Crap. Fanatic does not mean that you know ball. Fanatic means that you are blind supporter of in fans. Retrospect, it's sports. Sports team.
If you're a fan and you love a team, love an organization, or love an entity, maybe you're a fan of theoretically speaking, your job isn't just to be a blind supporter of that thing. If you're actually going to support something, you should want it to be better. You should hold it accountable. You should be a part of the checks and balances system. So as today, as we're rooting on and we're talking about the top five fan bases in the NFL, and people are giving out like the Browns and the Lions and things like that, I say, no, hell no, especially not the Browns. I put them in the back end of the fan bases. Maybe like if we were doing top five worst fan bases, they might make the cut, because to me, they're just a bunch of enablers letting their franchise run itself into the ground, not checking the owner for bad decisions, not checking head coaches for making poor play calling. And also, you know what? They were all rooting for the nasty man and that you know, huge contract that Deshaun Watson got coming in there to save their franchise. So I'm just out. I'm a little bit out on the Cleveland Browns fan base, and I'll put my money where my mouth is. Since we're doing this whole thing, this song and dance, trying to get fan bases riled up and backing us, here on Theoretically Speaking, I will give my top five fans, because it is a top five Friday, and we're going to do a top five anyway, and they just led us right into it. So how about this? How about we do a top five Friday? And the top five Friday going to be presented to you by Discover the Palm Beaches, because one thing I'm certainly a fan of, and you don't have to tell me twice, is that's kicking it and living in Palm Beach County. Us residents of Palm Beach County, well, it's time for us to show everyone outside of where paradise is what it's all about. So we're going to go hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches on social media. If you post a picture or a video of you having fun, kicking it at your favorite restaurant, maybe it's a specific field you used to play sports at, or your favorite dish, hashtag love the Palm Beaches on Twitter, on Instagram, any of your favorite social medias, and then you go online and fill out a form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. You can win vacations, dining card, anything you want, all things in between, and all you got to do is take that photo you're already going to do, post that selfie, and put hashtag love the Palm Beaches. All right, let's get into it. A top five Fridays. I'm giving out my top five fans. Maybe your fan base. Maybe you might be represented. Let's get kicking.
Top five, no debating. Top five.
I can guarantee you Cleveland won't be on it. I can guarantee you that much. Scrubs, demand more from your franchise. Be like me when I left the Carolina Panthers, because Dave Tepper's such an idiot. Number five. Ceiling fans. I'm the type of dude, C-Cat, I can't go to sleep without the ceiling fan on. I need that air rotating in my room. So forget the terrible towels of the Steelers, right? Forget one pride in the Detroit Lions. Give me a nice ceiling fan, and that tops every last one of those dudes that pack the stadium and root on a team that's going to give you, 2-12 seasons.
Number four?
Oh, this is an easy one. Bandwagon fans. We all need them. We all love them. If your franchise is doing good, you know, back when I was, you know, as a Heat fan, back in 2011 when the Big Three formulated, I was a huge proponent of people jumping on board, all the LeBron fans, all of the casual NBA fans, and rooting on the Heat. It's cool to have some more compadres to chop it up with. It's cool to have more people buying up the tickets and buying jerseys and supporting your team and supporting that franchise. I feel the same way about the Chiefs. If you want to jump on Chiefs Kingdom with your boy, I ain't going to hate on you. Come on in and join the party. The water is perfectly fine, except for that one scenario with the Chiefs fans out there where fans were dying outside of a house. Top five fans.
Number three.
Number three, exhaust fan, right? You ever go into a bathroom without an exhaust fan?
No.
Exactly. You need those things. Keep the air kind of recycling in there. Keeps the humidity out. The funky smells. We could probably use a better exhaust fan here at ESPN West Palm. Apparently, a couple days ago, it was smelling like rotten eggs around here, and people were thinking that somebody blew up the bathroom, but I think it got all cleared out. I think we got all good on that end. But exhaust fans got to be right up there. That, I mean, I'll take an exhaust fan all day, every day, over like a Miami Dolphins fan. What are they doing for us?
You're a piece of garbage, by the way.
How?
This list is disrespectful.
Who is it disrespectful to?
Fans.
Which fans?
All of them.
Exhaust fans. Every fan that we know has an exhaust fan in their bathroom.
You are furthest removed from the common man that I can think of right now. You have no idea what it's like to be a sports fan. You're not a sports fan.
Yeah, no.
Has anyone ever told you that? You are not a sports fan.
Are you telling me that right now?
You are someone who covered the game, the games, multiple sports, and never had a true attachment to the teams. You're not a fan.
I love the Miami Heat. I love the Miami Hurricanes. I'm a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. But I also have principles and morals and stuff that I stand by. I'm not going to be a fanatic like you all and be tattooing names on my back. I'm sorry.
Number two.
Number two, industrial fans. Now, these are the best, especially out here in South Florida. My courtyard, I love it. It's kind of screened in. And I plugged in one of these big industrial fans with the steel blades that rotate and it really gets the air spinning. And you need that out here to push out. The humidity kind of sticks with you. You push out some of that and you push some of that good fresh air on you. Get that breeze going. I mean, I'm taking that. I'm sorry. You're what, a Penn State Nittany Lions fan?
Uh-huh.
Taking that over all 90,000 of y'all that do the whiteout out there. That makes me not a sports fan?
Yes.
How? Yes. Which one's more useful to me right now?
Because you're not sticking through the thick and thin, the trials and tribulations, the salty makes the sweet that much better in fandom.
Yeah, you don't think I'm sticking through it? I'm a Miami Heat fan. I have to watch us. Our biggest offseason addition this year was bringing back Kevin Love, extending Haywood Highsmith. I'm sticking through the downs and the lows with that.
Yeah, until maybe 2 years go by and they sign someone you don't want them to sign. And then he become, I don't know, maybe become a Denver Nuggets fan, huh?
Never going to happen. Never going to happen. The Carolina Panthers thing was a specific situation with an owner that stinks, that's yanking people's hats off disrespectfully, that's pouring drinks on fans in the stands. I was right about that. I'll stand on that. I'll continue to be right about that. And you Knicks fans that stuck around with Dolan and you other fanatics, quote unquote, that stick around with these terrible owners, you need to get your pulse checked.
Number one.
Number one top five fans.
So where are we at
here
so far?
Theoretically speaking. So far, we got number five, we got ceiling fans. Need those. Need those in every room. Number four, we got bandwagon fans. Gotta love them, right? They're cheery. They're helping propel the sport forward. Number three, exhaust fans. Just necessary stuff right here. Number two is the industrial fan, the outdoor industrial fan, churning that air. And then number one. You're gonna love number one, CK.
Number one.
Chiefs Kingdom. What's up, baby? That's the top dog. Arrowhead Stadium, tough place to play. Chiefs Kingdom's on top. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions right now. On top of the world. How do you choose any other fan base other than those? We got the Swifties on our side. We got the Swifties on our side. Chiefs fans are the number one fans in the world. You hear about opposing players, other guys that retire from the NFL, talk about how tough it was to go out there to Kansas City, Missouri, and go through the thick, especially in the cold air, up against that fan base, that roaring crowd, and get a win. Chiefs Kingdom, the number one fans in the NFL. That's it right there. That's the best top five fan list I've seen all day.
I hope the studio gets egged. I hope people conglomerate around the City Play Studios and throw eggs at the window right now.
Throw eggs at the window all you want. Throw eggs at the window all you want. I want to see that passion and that churn. And if you think, so for you, what is the number one fan in the NFL right now? What is the number one fan base in the NFL, if not for Chiefs Kingdom?
You know, it's tough.
I'm a real fan anyways, because these other guys are fans of teams and they're putting other teams ahead of theirs. I put Chiefs fans number one. No other NFL fans on there.
Chicago Bears. I think that is the best fan base in the NFL.
How?
Because they stick with their team. That team has not converted many of their games into wins, aka they've lost a lot of games.
I was about to say, that was a really fancy way, a nice way of saying they sucked.
And now they see some light at the end of the tunnel, and they are rallying around Caleb Williams. They are not allowing the people that say he might be overrated. They're not allowing – they are getting their hopes up in a good way, because that's what being a fan is. It's not having level expectations. It's not hedging your hopes. No, it's diving in head first, expecting a playoff berth, expecting the Caleb Williams era to convert into division championships, into playoff wins, into Super Bowls. I love the Chicago fans' fan base.
I actually absolutely love that take. Not just because the in-laws are from Chicago and huge Bears fans, but also because they also had a Super Bowl in their history, so they had a taste of winning, and they've stuck through all those years, right? They've rolled with the Chicago Bears in the ups and downs, and mostly downs since then. But also, I feel like Chicago fans keep their team in check. They keep realistic expectations. They booed against some of those Mitch Trubisky years. They've called for Matt Eberflus's job. I'm not going to just pat a fan base on the back because you're sticking with a squad and they're a bunch of losers. I think you got to be able to hold teams accountable. And hitting the eject button on the Carolina Panthers was one of the greatest things I've ever done for my own mental health. I feel great on Sundays now, rooting for the unfathomable Patrick Mahomes.
So let me ask you this. You're judging fans here, and we've given ranking on fan bases and who's good fans, who's bad fans. Is this a good fan move? I'm a Yankees fan. So these guys are uninformed sometimes, too informed other times. Aaron Judge, you know the name, you know the numbers, you know he is now the captain of the New York Yankees. He is adored in that city. However, if Aaron Judge goes on a month slump and his numbers drop and he's one for his last 35, Yankee Stadium, if he falls short in a big moment against a big team, he will get booed.
Yeah.
Is that a bad fan move? Because they know how great of a player he is, but they know what he just did for them, which was zilch.
I'm actually all the way out on home fans booing their own players. I'm out on that. Unless that person says something or does something outwardly, like poor play, I don't think you should boo your star players on. I'm out on that. I think that is bad fan showmanship. Booing a coach or an owner or a GM, I'm all in on. But the players who you buy the jerseys of and you support, I think it's absolutely it's a bad fan move to be booing against those guys.
But you're demanding better. Huh? I don't boo. I heckle. I'm a big heckler.
I could get with a heckle.
I don't heckle my own guys, but I'll heckle the opponent. Yeah, I guess I don't boo.
Yeah.
But I don't also judge the fans that do boo. If I'm watching on TV and you get the three or four shots of a couple boos to Aaron Judge, like, I'm not going to be unhappy. They paid for those tickets. They wanted to see a Yankees win. Yeah. They wanted to see an Aaron Judge clutch hit. He continuously, in this made-up scenario where he goes through a month-long slump, which he's done in the past.
Well, the Yankees, they're pretty bad right now, right?
Yeah, they are slumping right now. It's been pretty bad.
Lost like 16 out of 21. I saw that headline. I was like, whoa, I wonder about your mental health. I wonder how you're doing, C-Cat. Like,
it's been brutal.
Because you watch all of those games too, you live and die with these Yankees losses.
Yeah, it affects my mental well-being. So it's been a rough month for sure.
Yeah, well, we'll keep on checking on you. Hopefully, those the Bronze Bombers, is that?
Yeah,
I hope they turn things around over there in the pinstripes. Look at me talking
over
baseball
there in the pinstripes. Yeah, that works.
This all works.
Uh huh.
Yeah, go Yanks. The number one fan you can do for your own home. If you want to be a fan of your house, if you want to have the fans churning correctly, you're going to want to get plugged in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I was talking about the heat and how it can get decrepit outside. It can really be crippling to be able to kick it outside. Well, you don't want that same heat penetrating your home and making your living conditions tough where you're supposed to be comfortable and kicking it. EDSAirConditioning.com. Tap in with the champs. They can get you right. When you're a Gold Plan member like me, you get two checkups every single year. C-Cat told me, I got to stop calling them two annual checkups. Annually, you get two checkups, and that gives you preventative care as well as repairs, and you get 15% off repairs as well. So you should go for the gold like I did. Become a Gold Plan member with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes, EDSAirConditioning.com. Do not play games with your air conditioning, not in this climate, not in this area. You want to be locked in with the best. They've been doing it since 2006. EDSAirConditioning.com. That's a good question, though. You asked specifically booing as a fan. if you boo your own team, a player on your team, especially like a star, I don't want to just say a player because a role player I feel like you can get away with, but booing the star, the unmitigated star of your team, is that a good or bad move?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler in the playoffs tosses up a 3-for-15 performance, fouls out in the third quarter. Does he deserve those boos?
Not booing him. Not booing him, bro. I can't do it. I'll boo an organization. I'll even maybe boo a coach. But booing a player, I feel like maybe I just have too much empathy for these guys. Like, these dudes' Twitter DMs and Instagram DMs are filled up with haters anyways and people that are mad that they didn't hit their over-unders. These dudes are putting it all on the line, working their tails off. Like, Ben Simmons, you can boo, right?
Yeah.
A Jimmy Butler, an Aaron Judge, a guy that you know is actually out there giving it their all. Like, I can't stand for that.
I guess that's true, because if it's an effort thing, it's a language thing.
Yeah.
It's something they do off the court, off the field, or something they say, or something they're in control of, you can boo. But if, like, trust me, Aaron Judge would have just loved to get a base hit.
Yeah, like, he's trying.
Jimmy Butler wants to make these baskets.
Like, I remember when Jimmy Butler missed that three from the wing in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics, I want to say 2022, the year the Celtics went on to lose to the Warriors. Like, you're not booing Jimmy Butler for pulling up there and missing the three instead of taking it to the rim. You appreciate the effort. You root him on for next year. Now, I am going to boo the Heat front office for not making enough moves this offseason. Hopefully, they do change that, and hopefully, Miami can get back up. We ran a little long here, but on the other side, we have the get around as well as more baseball talk.
Yeah.
I got more hardball talk out here, man. What is this? This is a Friday. It's July, what, 12th? Getting active, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Yes, Sirski, back at it. I want to talk to you about Duffy's Sports Grill before we get into this get around, before we get around town, because you said I'm not a fan of sports. What I am a fan of, 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. That's what you get at Duffy Sports Grill, plus the 80 or more television screens at each one of these locations. Duffy'sMVP.com, that's where you tap in to become a rewards member and an MVP just like me. Now, the great thing about Duffy's, the dog days of summer, you get random sports radio talk like top five fans in all of sports. Well, the dog days of summer at Duffy's, you get char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dogs and several different styles of it. You got the All-American, you got the Cubano, you got the Texan. The Texan, by the way, topped with Duffy's signature beef chili. Whew. That one right there is probably the biggest winner for me. And then, of course, you got the Duffy's Death Dog with a spicy death sauce. This is limited time. You can only get these hot dogs, these Duffy's dogs, through July 31st. Visit your nearest Duffy's. Duffy'sMVP.com at Duffy's, our game is always on. Yes, yeah, C-Cat, I do think that maybe putting ceiling fan over, like, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, maybe that was a little bit disrespectful. It was. But again, in my daily walk of life, I mean, it's just much more useful to me. I'm sorry, Jeanette Javier. Big shout to you as a Bucs fan, but, like, I need that ceiling fan to go to sleep. Like, I will wake up in the middle of the night and cut it on. I need that air rotating for me. This is very beneficial for my soul, for my air, for my ventilation, for my just everything about me, dog.
I guess it makes sense. Like, yeah. If Thanos snaps his fingers and all of a sudden all Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans vanished, just all of a sudden, that would affect your life less than if all ceiling fans went away.
Well, there's Jeanette. There's Jeanette Javier. That's my dog. So I would be sad that
all right,
I can't.
Fans of the Colorado Rockies, if they disappeared like that, yeah, like, it would not matter.
Not shaking at all. Not shaking at all. I do have a buddy that's fan of all Denver sports, a groomsman of mine, Isaiah. I don't know if he's a Rockies fan. I don't know if he watches baseball, but if he does.
He wasn't the best man. He was a groomsman.
He was just a groomsman. Yeah, you're all
right. He wasn't the top guy.
Sorry about that, Isaiah. You're replaceable, apparently. I mean, you're not. Yeah. Our big brother was top man. Best man. The get around. How about we hop on the get around today? The get around, which is our vehicle to drive you to the biggest and largest and most impactful sports headlines all throughout the day. The Get Around today brought to you by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. Check it go. I get around. Are you experiencing joint pain? Is that affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho.
Next stop. Theo, where do you want to go first? Because I want to go to Arlington, Texas.
You know what? Let's do it. Shout out to the city. Hopefully they have power because people in Houston still suffering.
Rookie sensation Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates will star for the NL at Tuesday's All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas.
This is like, right? This is what everybody's been crying for. Let the young guy hop on the mound first and what? He's going to pitch like two or three innings and everybody will get their Paul Skeens fix?
I mean, he has been great and he is probably one of the bigger pitching stars in baseball right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Caitlin Clark effect, right? Like, okay, maybe Caitlin Clark isn't the best at her position in the WNBA, but you want her on that Olympic team because the name carries that value. Maybe Paul Skeens might not be the most deserving to start the game, but you want the biggest name in the biggest spot.
He's the biggest name in pitching right now in baseball.
I'd say so.
Like, I think that's not even, like, hyperbole.
No, not at all.
Especially as a guy that doesn't tap in as much. Like, I hear his name much more than anybody else. And isn't he undefeated in his rookie season?
I mean, you didn't know he was dating Livy Dunn. And that's, like, part of the reason why he is the biggest name is because he's part of MLB's own celebrity couple.
He's got a weird mustache, though.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I mean, yours isn't that cool either.
I know, but like...
I was looking at it earlier today, honestly.
Really? You don't like it?
Yeah.
I just got it trimmed up today.
You like shaved half of it and you leave
like
the
a
other
little
half
trim.
There.
I leave like a trim right above the lip. Because I look weird with no mustache, but then the full thing is a little... gets a little busy.
Steve Harvey-ish?
Yeah, I don't want to do a full Steve Hardy, Mr. Potato Head on him. But yeah, I don't like his mustache. Mine is incrementally better.
Next stop. Didn't really mean to knock your mustache
out of
left field. That was kind of mean.
I mean, it's fine. I'm confident. I'm married. I'm okay. I'm off the market.
Wimbledon, London. Is Wimbledon a city?
Wimbledon is a city, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was like, we're going to the Wimbledon in London.
It's a city. I think that's where Wimbledon is.
That would make sense. Like the Masters is in a city. It's Augusta.
Right, it's Augusta. Augusta National. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic are facing off in the Wimbledon final for the second straight year.
Damn right they are. And I want Carlos Alcaraz to whoop his tail. Good night. Corny. I'm not a big Djokovic guy. I'm out on Djokovic. The Joker, if they call him that. I think he has, what, like 7 Wimbledons? And my boy Alcaraz got his first one last year against him. I want him to double up on him. The sequel's going to the incumbent.
Next stop.
You're a Djokovic guy, too.
I am.
So that hurt to hear.
I guess, yeah. I kind of watch maybe a half a tennis match every 2 years. So, and I've picked Djokovic as my favorite guy.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. He's kind of like a bad guy. I like a heel. But next up, we're in Las Vegas, Nevada. Running back Josh Jacobs elaborates on his decision to leave the Raiders for the Packers. Mm. Take a listen.
Was it hard for you in that 4 or 5 year period, at the beginning of your career, to say, like, am I ever going to get out? Was that stressful?
No, definitely. Like, and that went in part to me leaving. I'm like, man, coming from Alabama, like, I went to championship every year I was there. I remember coming to the league and losing my first game, and I was mad, not talking to nobody, and a vet come up to me and, like, it's the NFL, like, you gonna lose. I'm like, so y'all cool with losing? It was so different. Then the most frustrating thing about it all, you got me, you know, Tay and Max. You got guys that come in every day and work hard, and you don't get the results. Every year you close, but it's not winning. Y'all want me to come back on a discount and lose? I don't know how I feel about that.
That's how I want my running back to talk. And also, if you're a Raiders player, fan, coach, like person in the front office, how poorly do you now look on your franchise? Like, I feel bad. I feel like my guy Antonio Pierce don't want to lead an organization that's known for being okay with losing. And then they're going to trot out Aiden O'Connell at quarterback, so I feel like maybe they are okay with losing.
I don't know. He kind of equated effort with good player. He said Max Crosby, one of the better defenders in the NFL. Devonta Adams, who at one time was the best undisputed receiver in the NFL, and himself. Josh Jacobs put up great numbers a couple years ago. Just because you're great does not mean you're working the hardest. I don't think that's an equivalency.
How do you think they got there?
By being naturally talented.
Not just natural talent. These dudes are...
You're born at 5'4", 160... Not
well,
born that,
they're
that,
all
know?
In the NFL, though. So they're all naturally gifted. But Josh Jacobs, known hard worker. Devonta Adams, I mean, his feet, his route running is what makes him over the top. It's not like he's a physical freak like A.J. Brown. And Max Crosby is an all-effort guy.
Yeah, but that does not mean that the guys who are not putting up the same numbers, who maybe are not making those all-pro teams, are not putting all that effort in if they're not getting accolades.
Well, if he's looking at it and a veteran in that locker room not only didn't perform well, but then afterwards was like, yo, bruh, like, it's the NFL, you're going to lose. I can see why he would think, like,
no, because he's delusional. He played in Alabama.
You got to be delusional.
It's Alabama. You win almost all the time. It's the NFL. Unless you're a Chiefs fan the past 5 years, you're not going to win all the time.
And you should be hurt. You should be mad. You should be wanting to win, and you should be in that locker room like, damn. You shouldn't be like, hey, it's okay to lose. It happens. It's the NFL. No, that's whack.
You, of all people, know it's okay to lose in the regular season.
Yes, I know it's okay to lose, but it's not okay to be passing it off as something that's permissible in the locker room, telling rooks they get used to it.
We're going to throw a Raiders. Fit, start crying, throwing stuff in the locker room? No.
Damn
grow
right.
Grow up.
No. Grow up? How about you grow some you-know-whats and try to win a football game?
Next stop.
Netflix. Silicon Valley. Omaha Productions and NFL Film Show Receiver is now the number one show on Netflix, just like Quarterback last summer.
See, I absolutely love these types of shows. I haven't tapped in on Receiver yet. I know they got, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Devontae Adams, and Justin Jefferson. It's an interesting crop. But the one thing I did want to say about this show is I find it hilarious that they had two 49ers on there, mic'd up for the Super Bowl, and they lost. And last year on quarterback, they had Patrick Mahomes obviously mic'd up in the Super Bowl, and it ended in that triumphant win, which was great. I can't wait to see how Receiver actually ends and what that looks like on the other side. Like, having them reach the final stage, I bet Omaha and Netflix was like, yo, we got gold. We struck gold 2 years in a row, and then absolutely deflated at the end.
I guess so.
Next stop.
We're going to the City of Champions.
Yes.
We happen to be in the City of Champions right now because we reside in the same city of Kaiser University.
How does 22 national championships sound to you?
That sounds good.
Absolutely amazing. When you're hanging enough banners to sport, literally, like, there's 22 guys on a football field at a time. There's 22 national championship banners at Kaiser University. They are the school of champions. Kaiser also has back-to-back national champions in men's lacrosse. They've got 3 straight swimming and diving titles with their women's team and 61 total regular season titles. It's title town out there. Plus that Learfield Cup, which is just a beautiful crystal cup. You can hold it up to the sun and you see all the rays bounce off of it. Just gorgeous. Stay up to date with the Kaiser Seahawks, the winners, the champions, KUSeahawks.com. Over there at the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. That was the get around. That was a good ride, a fun time. We actually got all the way out to Wimbledon, London, which we both learned today was a city because I will be honest, when I was looking it up and organizing the get around, I too was like, is Wimbledon actually like the place or is it the stadium?
Fact check. We got a fact check from Cade in the studio. He says Wimbledon is a town in London.
Yeah.
And London's not a country. So like it's not a city.
Oh, damn. I'm tripping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's a town inside of London. So technically,
like a borough if it was in the U.S., right?
Right.
Like Bronx is to New York City as Wimbledon is to London.
The more you know.
I hope this is incredibly wrong and someone, the one person that transplanted from the U.K. to here is gripping their steering wheel.
Yes.
And these guys don't know what they're talking about.
Clear the air for us. 888-760-3776. We're young pups. We're learning about this. Wimbledon. Is it a city? Is it a town? Is it a state? Is it a borough? Let us know. On the other side, actually, please don't call about that. On the other side, we rate the hate. Colorado State's coach is getting a little antsy again. He's getting a little chompy at the bit with his tongue. He's getting himself in trouble. He and Serena Williams, two of the stars of today's Rate the Hate on Theoretically Speaking. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. Stick around on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Jalen Brunson, what are we doing? What are we doing? He just signed a four-year, $155 million extension with the Knicks, but it's $113 million guaranteed, less than what he would have been able to sign for if he waited until next year. I absolutely hate that, but it's not time for me to get into that. We can't have time for that because we're running out of time today on Theoretically Speaking, because it's also time to actually rate the
hate. Hey, man, you corny!
Let's kick things off on Rate the Hate today with my dog, Serena Williams, at the ESPYs, doing something I can't forgive her for this. Here's Serena Williams taking a jab at my kicker.
So go ahead and enjoy women's sports like you would any other sports, because they are sports. Yes.
Except you, Harrison Butker. We don't need you.
At all. Like ever.
Man, you corny.
See, I rate this one about an 8. I rate this an 8 out of 10 from Serena. I think it was unnecessary. We don't have to keep attacking the young man. I just want him to get his mind straight. Everybody's trying to get in the head of the Chiefs kicker because they know they can't get to Mahomes. They can't get to Kelce. They might be able to get to Rashee Rice the way he's been reckless all offseason. But don't mess up my dude's mental space. He needs to get on track to get this three-peat going for the Chiefs. I know what he said was terrible, and he doesn't really like women working and all kind of other weird things going on with him, but leave the dude alone. Let him kick footballs. Worry about, like, Justin Tucker or something. Next up on Rate the Hate, what do you rate that one? I say 8 out of 10, CK. What you give it?
That's a 9. That's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Out of left field.
Like, relax. Relax on my dude. Serena didn't know who he was until he opened up his mouth at that college graduation. All right, next up, this is a good one right here. Dolphins newly acquired tight end Jonnu Smith talking about how he's not so fond of Buffalo, New York.
Anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country, man, into Buffalo, it got to be the worst place you could be in the world. And the wings is not, the Buffalo wings ain't even good.
Yeah.
So that's like, they ain't even good.
Hey, I love it. Man, you corny.
I don't even have that much hate in my body to be able to give something like that. To hate on a city, to say you would hate to even go there, and he has to play there once every year at least. And on top of that, to talk down on the one thing, the one pride of Buffalo, and that's their wings. That's some great hate. I get that one. That's a 9. That's a 9 for me. Good stuff, Jonnu Smith. You're going to fit right into Miami.
You know, sometimes they say no hate is good hate. That was great hate.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was hilarious, Jonnu Smith.
Unnecessary, too.
Yes.
Like, keep a microphone in front of this dude's face. We need more hate from Jonnu Smith. And this is a guy who's used to spewing hate, and he picked the same target per usual. Colorado State head coach Jay Norvell talking about Colorado, his rival, former rival. They're going to play again this year, specifically their quarterback, Shedeur Sanders.
But I was reading about Colorado's quarterback. Colorado's quarterback is the all-time leading passer in Colorado history. He threw for 3,200 yards. So that means Braden's thrown for more yards than anybody.
His quarterback.
The Colorado program has ever thrown. I don't have any feelings for Deion Sanders. I really don't. I don't think about Deion Sanders. No.
Oh, man. Hey.
Man, you corny.
I give this is a high one. So we had a pretty contentious Rate the Hate today. I give this one a 8.5 because this dude absolutely hates Deion Sanders. He hates his son, Shedeur, who's the quarterback for Colorado, and he's got to play him week 3. And this game's going to be at Colorado State this year. It's going to be must-see TV. I like the fact that he's fueling it up, but I will say, hating on a team that's probably going to light you up after last year you almost upset them in a fun way. It's good hate. Bring back hatred in college football. Bring back rivalries. I like this out of this guy, even though it's still it's pretty unnecessary as well.
That's a 4 out of 10 for me. He's
really
fighting for his guys, not dragging Colorado down. He's lifting Colorado State up. I liked it. He's hating the attention Colorado gets. He's not hating Colorado that much, if you ask me.
It's fair. It's level-headed by you. I want to spew up more of the rivalry here, so I'm going to lean in on it. After this, I mean, we got to tell you how we were right. Just last week, and we don't pound our chest enough over here at Theoretically Speaking. I mean, theoretically, we could do it more often as we are right. But C-Cat and I absolutely nailed our ticket to the house from last week. So we'll give you that around the corner. But first, we got to give you that EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
And it comes from Anthony Edwards, the Ant-Man, who said, and then he did. Take a listen to him earlier this week before having the highest point total in the Team USA win over Team Canada, saying he's the number one option on the squad.
I'm still the number one option. I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I don't look at it differently.
And how does that manifest? How do you go about it?
Just go about it the same. Yeah, I just go out there and be myself.
I said that I would do it, and I did. Love me some Ant-Man. He is the number one option, 22 years old, doing it on an international stage. Can't wait to see what he does this summer, actually in Paris. Okay, so after this, we're going to finally pound our chest, show you how we were right, and also give you something else you could take to the house this weekend. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Getting it cracking here on a Friday, a top five Friday. We gave out our top five fans list. Number one, of course, Chiefs Kingdom. Shout to my folk. Also, of course, as we do on every single Friday, we like to take it to the house. And as we take it to the house today, before we do so, where we give you our thing you can count on, that one thing you can go into the weekend knowing that it's going to happen, you ain't even got to watch it, I want to call back to our last take it to the house. We actually did this on a Wednesday, July 3rd, because we were off those next couple of days when C-Cat and I both absolutely nailed our take it to the house prediction. So this is just a little proof of concept here. Here it is. Both of us nailing our take it to the house before we give you more things to take into the weekend. You are a clown if you think DeMar DeRozan is coming to Biscayne Boulevard. It ain't happening. Get your hopes out the way.
Tomorrow, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Patrick Bertoletti on Hard Rock Bet. He's plus 700 to win the whole dang thing.
Wow.
And win the whole dang thing, he's going to do. Patrick Bertoletti.
So there it is. DeMar DeRozan is in a Sacramento Kings uniform. I think 3 years, $76 million, more than the Heat could offer or pay. And Patrick Bertoletti?
Uh-huh.
I can't believe you got that one.
Italian Stallion, dude. He threw him down. Doesn't matter if he did just as good as Joey Chestnut did in double the time. It doesn't matter. He played against who was in front of him, and he won.
That's all you can do is face your competition. All you can do is go up against who they put you against. And it is a shame that Joey Chestnut wasn't involved, but we have a new hot dog champ, a new glizzy gladiator, a new guy who is known for eating a bunch of wieners, which I guess is very lucrative for Joey Chestnut. Isn't he making like millions to not do that thing anymore?
I guess so. Yeah, a couple mil.
All right, so it's time now to take it to the house again as we want to go perfect 2-0 yet again. And take it to the house, always brought to you by The House, West Palm Beach. Where's my cue? There we go. First and foremost, tee up your taste buds with the ultimate pairing. You got great food and you got great golf. The House West Palm Beach. If you haven't been, where have you been? It is an amazing restaurant. They got coastal cuisine, but really it's more so coastal American dishes because you got things like the lobster corn dog. You got things like chicken and waffle for the brunch items on Sundays and Saturdays. I mean, the house is open Thursday through Sunday. You got happy hour options with some of the best craft cocktails all over South Florida. But on top of that, whenever you order an entree at the house, you get a free round of Lit 9 play at the park. If you don't know what Lit 9 is, it's a par 3 at the park, which is a beautiful 18-hole golf course, but off to the side. That par 3 runs until about 9 or so at night. They light it up for you. As you can go through there, you just need your wedge and your putter, and you get through that thing in about an hour. A free round on the Lit 9 with every entree purchased at the house. Make your reservation today at thehousewestpalmbeach.com. Take it to the house. And you can take this to the house. I'm making another prediction that's going to be right. I already know it off the top. We got Sunday stage set for the gentlemen's single final at Wimbledon. Second seed Novak Djokovic against third seed Carlos Alcaraz. And I'm going with a young pup. Back-to-back Wimbledons for Carlos Alcaraz. He's going to take down Djokovic. He's going to fare him a good night. What you got, C-Cat?
I've picked one golf Tate of the House pick in the history of this show, and I got it right. Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Open. So I'm one for one in that field. I'm going to do it again. Another LIV Golf guy. LIV Golf and a Lucia in Spain. You know who else is from Spain? Sergio Garcia. You know who else is going to win this weekend? Sergio Garcia. He is right now 3 shots off the lead after day one in Andalusia. Can't say that word. Andalusia.
Lucia.
He is plus 550 to take home that tournament. He's going to do just that. Sergio Garcia to win LIV Golf Andalusia. Take it to the house.
And it looks like he's plus 500, Sergio Garcia, to win live betting now. So that would be a pretty good pickup.
Uh-huh.
Take that to the house. And also, I'm going with a Spaniard, Carlos Alcaraz.
Wow.
Spaniard. Going 2 for 2 on the Spaniards today.
Espanol.
Yeah, man. This feels kind of sacrilegious in an Olympic year, but you know what? No Americans in the contest. We got to get better. All right, that's it for taking it to the house. Take those two things to the house, and we're going to take to the house this. C-Cat, what a wonderful week. Glad to have you back from Vegas. Glad that you were able to panhandle your way into having more money back in your pocket, so you're feeling good. And also, I'm glad you did call me out on being a hater on these fans.
And your mustache. I also called you out on your mustache, too. That was a little uncalled for.
You're keeping me in check here today. I do, but still. You don't want to see me without a mustache. I did do a clean shaven face one time. See how I was rocking. See if I can do it in my 30s. Not a beautiful sight.
No?
Need this. Adds texture to the face, man. It just defines it more. It's a little weird. I look like a naked mole rat.
I tried new aftershaves today. I think it took away some of my bumps. So, you know, we're both working on our face.
We're both working at it. High School Game Day next on ESPN 106.3. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy.